Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
One of my favorite guests, Holly Slade, joining us today. Holly, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you?
We're going to be talking about how hard you have worked to feed New Mexico kids all since COVID took place. I mean, it's been a crazy, crazy time, hasn't it?
It has been a crazy time. You know, we went through that time of just immediately trying to figure out how to get the snack packs to the kids. And so we partnered with the school districts and we overlaid the grab-and-go sites, so that the kids would have the grab-and-go meal during the week and the snack pack on the weekend. We also worked with community centers for some kids who their parents weren't able to go to the grab-and-go sites. Some of their jobs restricted that. And then we also partnered with HUD Housing to distribute snack packs through their channels at their family housing developments, not their Section 8 housing, which are in the thousands throughout the city, but the HUD Housing.
How many snack packs are right now going out to kids?
Right now we've got around 1,000 a week going out because we're in this limbo situation. Mm-hmm. And but Legacy Church has a number of them going out. I think they're at 500. And Faith Lutheran has, I think they've got about 75 a week going out. And then we have High Desert Methodist up in Rio Rancho that is, they do theirs differently. Theirs go in clusters. So I can't break those down per week. And then in Valencia County, they'll resume when school resumes. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we do revolves around accessing the children through the school, because some of our children have really hardworking parents that are trying and they just can't make ends meet. Some of them are in the custody of grandparents and great grandparents. But others of them are in the custody of parents that are just checked out. Or, you know, one parent's in jail and the other one's a prostitute. And there's nobody to take that child to the grab-and-go site. And so those are the kids that we're missing. We wonder where they are and how they are. We pray a lot for them during this season. The people involved at APS are very concerned about the kids, you know, that we don't see. And so we're getting food to the kids that we do see that have need, but we're very, very concerned about the kids we don't see.
Well, Holly, you're a nonprofit organization, Feed New Mexico Kids, and you are, again, let's remind our listeners, you're providing snack packs for children to have food on the weekends.
Right.
The data suggests that there are 4,000-plus students in APS that are food insecure and may not have food for the weekends.
Right, right.
And we've already stated that probably between all your partners, you're distributing under 2,000. So a little less than half of the kids' needs are being met. And what do you need to make it everybody have food?
Well, for everybody to have food and get to that 4,000 mark, we would need, you know, $1 million annually or that equivalent in food. And so, you know, we're not there yet, but I believe we can get there. Mm-hmm. And I think we can eradicate childhood hunger in Albuquerque, and I think we can then go and duplicate this in other counties across the state. You know, we're dealing with the largest school district in the entire state, one of the largest school districts in the United States. And if we can find the kids in a district that size, you can absolutely find the kids in a smaller district.
Yes. How do you work with people? You already mentioned like Legacy Church and church up in Rio Rancho. How do you work with those churches? Do they actually pack snack packs and distribute them and things on their own?
They do, yeah. So right now, Faith Lutheran has been serving a school all during this season because of, you know, their model and what's going on at their school, and their community tends to live within walking distance. And so when the school was open, the parents were able to get there and the children were able to walk there. And so they've been delivering it. So generally what happens is somebody from the church contacts us and says, our church has an interest, we'd like to get involved. And we say, great. I call it sort of ministry in a box. Mm-hmm. Because we have the artwork. We have the instructions. We even have a video instruction on how to form a snack pack packing party, you know, on our, and you can do it socially distanced, by the way, it works, on our website. And so we really go into a church and say, make this your own. You know, this is not part of Calvary Albuquerque. This is, you know, under the umbrella of Feed New Mexico Kids, I'll say, you know, global for that matter, you know, just the big umbrella. But it really is up to every church to make their own. So for instance, like over at Faith Lutheran, Pam Lemke is our lead volunteer over there. And a group of her ladies started making face masks. And so they started taking the face masks to the school. So that's their own spin on what they're doing. They're doing it in addition to the snack packs. And then another group from a women's Bible study here in town had a snack pack packing party in a big backyard, socially distanced, brought us all of the snack packs. And one of the women there got the idea to put notes of encouragement in the snack packs, because we're obviously not allowed to put tracts or religious material. We can't say God bless you, any of that, because it's a public school. But she started writing, she wrote 1,000 for this snack pack packing party that they did. They packed 1,000 snack packs, and she wrote, you're awesome, be safe, be strong, keep dreaming, you know, keep going. All of these words of encouragement, and just on colored index cards, and stuck them inside the snack packs. Well, we got such positive encouragement from the teachers that both the parents or grandparent or legal, you know, custodian of the child and the kids were just loving the notes. I mean, obviously they need and want the food. They love the food. But when they would get the snack pack, they'd go, what's your note say? What does yours say? And so here are these words of encouragement that are going out to these kids. And one of the counselors just said, you have absolutely no idea how much those notes mean. So, you know, here's a great idea that was thought of outside of our organization, but we quickly adopted it. So, you know, we love to partner with outside churches, outside Bible studies, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, anybody who wants to have an event. And if they come up with a great idea and it works, man, we love to adopt it and, you know, then tell everybody else about it, too, so they can do it as well.
You are meeting the needs of people that are the physical needs of people. And even though you can't overtly share the gospel with them because of your working in APS and some of these other things, these young people know where this food is coming from, don't they?
They do. And absolutely the staff knows it's all from churches. Mm. I mean, you know, you don't hide that it's a church group bringing, you know, regardless of what church it is, you don't hide that you're a church group. Mm. And so they know. And I think it has been a tremendous witness to the school employees that we're not asking for one thing in return. Mm. We are not saying, oh, we'll give you snack packs if we can come in and give our evangelic message, or if we can, you know, as they say, proselytize the children. We want nothing in return. We simply want to give to the children who are in need. And regardless of the spiritual beliefs of the teachers, man, they appreciate it. They appreciate the church. And obviously a lot of teachers, administrators, and school workers are Christians as well. And they're just so thankful. They said, you just have no idea the impact you're having on the morale of this school. So the Lord works the way that the Lord works, and we're there to show the love of Christ.
Right.
And there will be opportunity later on in people's lives for somebody to harvest the seed or water the seed or whatever. You know, we don't always go from seed planting to harvest by the same person. So we're seed planters.
I think it's pretty clear biblically that we need to meet the physical needs of people.
Mm-hmm.
What good is it just to tell them about Jesus if you're not giving them food?
That's right.
And giving them shelter and all of the things that the church is really doing a great job of. And how does the church get in touch with you if they're interested in being part of Feed New Mexico Kids?
So they can either go to our website, which is feednmkids.com, or they can email Zanetta directly. She's triaging all of our emails. And so it's Zanetta at feednmkids.com. So either one of those. They can go to the website and there's an inquiry form that they can fill out there, or email Zanetta directly. But we would love to hear from churches who would like to provide, because we anticipate a tidal wave of need once schools have communication back with students again. So when parents go and pick up the lunch tickets, which is August 13, 14, I believe, they'll have a list of the lunch tickets that were not picked up. And ideally, there will be some communication with those families that says, you know, are you not picking up because you have other plans? Are you not picking up because you're not able? Hmm. And do you have need? And so if they're not able and they have need, then we'll work out a plan with APS, you know, to see what we can do about remote deliveries. And when school resumes physically, then the students will be on an every other week. The last plan was that students would be on an every other week rotation, and we're ready for that. We'll give the students two snack packs per week to get them through 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm not naive. I don't think that they're saving the second snack pack to the weekend because they love the food that we put in our snack packs. So they'll probably eat it before they eat some of the other food, but it'll actually push that other food on down the line into the weekend.
Yeah.
So one way or another, there's additional food getting to the students that have need.
Holly, you've shared some crazy stories with us in the past about kids as young as 5 years old trying to get an extra snack pack for their family or their brother or sister.
Yeah.
And really thinking about, I mean, in a very mature way for such a young person to make sure their siblings have food on the weekends.
Yeah, one of them actually is a third grader, and we don't know where he is right now. He's in third grade caring for three younger siblings. And so the example I gave you of one parent's a prostitute and the other is in jail, that's his story. Mm. Obviously, we don't know his name, because there are privacy. His privacy is maintained. We just know some of his circumstance. And so we were giving extra snack packs to him because of these younger siblings and, you know, too big for them to carry in their backpacks. And he was picking up his snack packs one day, and we normally put fairly healthy food in our snack packs, but somebody had donated a bunch of cookies. So we were putting cookies in as a treat. We didn't take any of our healthy items out. We just added cookies. And when he got his snack pack, his eyes got huge, and he said to the counselor, "I've been praying that there would be cookies or something for my sister. It's her birthday, and I didn't know how I was going to celebrate. I'm so excited." And the counselors are crying, you know, and she said, "Well, there you go. You got an answer to your prayer." You know, she's not allowed to say Jesus supplied that for you, but she knew the appropriate response within the confines of the situation. And so there's this little guy who's been praying to the Lord for cookies for his little sister. We don't know that at our warehouse. We have no idea, but here come a big donation of cookies, and there go the cookies for him and his little sister. And that's the way this works. It's a very Holy Spirit-led endeavor. You know, we're during COVID right now when school is not in session. We are still packing every week, and every week the snack packs find the kids. Now, we want to find more kids because we're normally used to doing quite a few more snack packs than we're doing right now. But every week we pray, "Lord, find the kids. Find them."
Holly, in our next segment, I want to talk about maybe a vision of how we can get churches to adopt every school in Albuquerque, because this doesn't just affect elementary schools or middle schools. It also affects high school students. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Holly Slade, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, in studio with us this afternoon. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Snead, general manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You'll get a better deal and a better experience. And every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave His only begotten Son that you would believe in Him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be there.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade of Dave Slade and Associates, and also you kind of hang out with that Dave Slade guy a little bit, don't
kind
you?
Kind of, yeah.
He's had an interesting time. He wrote a book called The Christ Virus, which was a follow-up of his other book, and all this prophetic stuff seems to be coming true. Wow.
Well, The Christ Virus came first, and are some prophetic, eerie coincidences between The Christ Virus and the coronavirus. And then after that came Dark Star Rising. Which is basically, you know, okay, what happens after the virus? So, you know, it remains to be seen if the Lord unfolds that the way He did, you know, the Christ virus. But it's definitely an interesting read and a very probable outcome.
Yeah.
You know, and there is a main character in it who's a female realtor. Imagine that.
There you go. Holly, you are doing a lot of business in real estate. You're a program sponsor, Dave Slade and Associates, of the programming here at KNKT. We appreciate that because it helps us bring forth the ministry. It helps us let people know about Feed New Mexico Kids. But you're making a pretty substantial commitment to Feed New Mexico Kids yourself personally. And so we want to tell churches, we mentioned earlier, this is really not, the focus is not money. Because almost 100% of every dollar given to you guys and every item of food given is all going to the actual purpose of the ministry. You don't have any high salaried employees or any of those kinds of things.
We have no salaried employees. We don't. We have a very generous local donor who donates our warehouse space and pays our utilities for us. So 99.3 cents of every dollar goes toward the food, the Ziploc bag that the food is in, the spoon, the napkin, the cardboard boxes, and the tape.
And so if a church were to come on board with you, and again, I just have this vision in my brain that of all the I don't know how many schools we have. I know we have
About 141.
Okay. And I know just in high schools, I think we have 12 in Albuquerque and a couple in Rio Rancho, et cetera. Of course, you want to include Valencia County. You got Belen. You have Las Lunas. These high schools could literally, we have enough churches to where we could literally have everybody adopt a school, pack food items, and, you know, churches on their own and get people involved with this mission could be packing. You don't have to raise money at your church and give it to anybody else. You can just use it for this purpose of your schools.
Right. Our website has a list of the foods that we put. The foods that we put in a snack pack are very specific. They are single serve food items. We're protein heavy. We have a few belly fillers in there, but it's a single serve ravioli, a single serve mac and cheese. We do put a ramen in. That's the belly filler. We put a single serve pudding, a single serve applesauce squeeze, peanut butter crackers, a protein bar that has 10 grams of protein, a granola bar, and a couple of fruit snacks in there. And then we have a spoon, a napkin, and the note of encouragement. And so what works is when a church owns this and they give the shopping list to their congregation is shopping at all different stores. So when we go shopping at our warehouse, we go to one place and we pretty much wipe them out. But when you scatter people from a congregation all over the city, picking up a couple cans here and a couple packages there, it works. And they bring them to the church, and then they have a day that they pack the snack packs, and it's pretty much an assembly line process. And so most churches have a room where they can set up some tables and spread people around, and they go around in a socially distanced way. And we adopted safe practices very early on of masks and hand sanitizers and everything that needs to be done in order to keep the food. We let the food sit for at least 24 hours. In most cases, it's closer to 48 and 72 hours before it's put in a plastic bag and sent out. And so a church can own it, and their people can come in and participate, and people who don't want to come to the facility can stay home and write notes of encouragement, or they can make masks, or they can come up with their whole other creative idea in order to minister to these kids. I saw something online where a parent was writing encouraging words on a pencil. So taking a Sharpie and on the top of the pencil writing the notes of encouragement. I mean, whatever anybody can think of, but a church can own it and make it their own and wrap their arms around a school. The reason that's important is because there are these one-off needs that happen. Okay, so I'll just kind of give you one. Let's say it's winter's coming, and yes, there's coats for kids and there's the APS wardrobe. But let's say you've got somebody who is, you know, a boy, and for whatever reason, he's a size 2XL and his folks can't afford a coat and his favorite color is red. All right. If you have adopted that school liaison can get in touch with your church and say, is there any way anybody at your church would maybe buy a coat for this child? Well, absolutely. You know, if they're not careful, they'd probably end up with five. You know, or what about a girl who might be very tall for her age, and maybe the other kids are teasing her, and, you know, she actually has agility, and maybe they think she'd be great at volleyball, but there are no shoes, athletic shoes appropriate for her in the APS closet. Gosh, could your church maybe buy her a pair of, you know, size 10 or size 11 athletic shoes, you know, that meet these requirements? Absolutely. You know, so that's the importance of not just it happening out of a central location. Because, yes, we have 50 volunteers that are doing this. But if you take 141 schools and the specific needs that might happen, and they're usually really only one or two at a school that happened. But still, we're 50 volunteers. And our budget, you know, really is designed to go for food. And I just think it's in my mind, an amazing bridge, you know, the perfect opportunity for churches to reach into their community in a meaningful way where they know they're hitting the target, where they know they are not just going after a felt need, but a real need. New Mexico leads the nation in childhood hunger. If you partner with a school to feed hungry children, you're meeting a real need.
And by the way, we are going to get to the bottom of that bad list.
Yes.
If we have our way.
Yes, we are.
We're going to get rid of that distinction as having more children that are food insecure. Holly, we talked a little bit about an elementary school student, a third grader, taking care of other siblings. That's an amazing story. But I also want to bring up the pressure that high school boys and girls feel when they are food insecure. That actually becomes a life or death kind of situation emotionally, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, there's a tremendous amount of peer pressure, and kids can be incredibly cruel to one another. And teenagers, as we know, can be incredibly cruel. We know this from cyberbullying. We know it from the incredible teenage suicide rates that are very high to begin with here in New Mexico, and we don't even know the impact that COVID is having on that. But what goes on is, you know, teenagers are embarrassed to let their friends know that they don't have food. So the friends will go to McDonald's or Taco Bell or whatever after school, and the food insecure child also doesn't have spare money, and they'll just say, I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. And then they go home, and there very often isn't something to eat there. So now they've just tried to weather a social situation around food, kind of barely got out of it, probably go home a little despondent, depressed about that. And then you go home, and there's nothing to eat at home there either. Well, now, you know, you've heard the phrase hangry. So if adults who have much more self-control than most teenagers, most of the time, special exceptions apply, if we have trouble with our moods and emotions when we have low blood sugar and when we're not fed for days on end, What's a teenager supposed to do with that? Especially with the way that their hormones are fluctuating and going up and down. You know, a teenage boy, I've said this before, burns about 3,000 calories a day standing still.
Mm.
And so you take a hungry boy and, you know, what's he supposed to do? I have a client in real estate who's very successful right now, to his own credit. He dropped out of school. He was raised here in New Mexico in a small town. He dropped out of school in the ninth grade because his single mom was raising four boys and there was no food. And he said, we were starving. So he dropped out of school and he started working. And he's been working ever since.
Mm-hmm. Amazing story.
Yeah.
But you know, there's just so many things. I mean, I can't even imagine going to class and paying attention to a lecture. I can't imagine taking a class online right now.
No.
And your stomach growling and you just don't feel right. And this is a solvable problem.
Absolutely.
One more time, feednewmexicokids.com.
FeedNMKids.
FeedNMKids.com. And you can find out about the list of foods right when you go to the website. You can click on how we do it. That's going to take you to one snack pack at a time, and you can click on the list of all the available foods and things that go into a gallon Ziploc bag.
Yep.
You have designed that all to be very discreet.
We have, because there have been other programs where food is given out in a backpack. And oftentimes the backpack will have a big tag on it that says, you know, return to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it becomes a stigma for the child. And so ours is in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, and that goes discreetly inside the child's backpack so that when they get on the bus or walk home, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
And they also, they know where the food's coming from. The people that are teaching them every day. Mm-hmm. Know these kids. And I know your plans and your flexibility has to be fluid right now because of COVID, and APS
right.
is fighting to try to figure out how to stay in touch with all these kids and
right.
educate them. And man, what a challenge.
Yep. It's a big challenge. How to educate them and keep them safe at the same time. And then undergirding that challenge is, how do you feed them? I work very closely with the director of APS Food and Nutrition. And imagine that job of trying to feed, you know, all of those kids and provide these grab-and-go lunches. She's really a brilliant lady. She does incredible problem-solving in and around meals. You know, the way that they're planning on doing the upcoming grab-and-goes is they'll be once a week, and then she's got the dry goods packaged together, the refrigerated goods packaged together, and freezer goods packaged together. Because, you know, can you imagine just all these individual meal packets, no parent could store them properly. So she's a brilliant woman, and she has such a heart for the kids. And we both say the same thing. What we're worried about is the kids we don't see.
Yeah. What I appreciate you saying today is that there's some creative ways that your church can be involved. There's some creative ways that your fraternal organization could be involved. There's some
yes.
creative ways your business might adopt a school.
Absolutely.
So you want to go to the website, feednmkids.com, mm-hmm. and get in touch with Holly. Holly, of course, is a co-owner of Dave Sladen Associates Realtors, and you can probably get in touch with Holly there as well.
Yes, it's abqhomeseeker.com, or they can have my cell phone.
And we always love it when people will use your real estate services, because they indirectly contribute to Feed NM Kids.
They
when
do.
That happened.
They do. A portion of every commission goes toward Feed New Mexico Kids. It's obviously our passion.
Well, Holly, I'm going to try to get Dave on the radio talking about prophecy and some other things. So tell him we said hello. Thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll be right back with Steve McKee. He is the owner of McKee Wallwork Advertising in Albuquerque. Very involved in studying New Mexico politics. So we hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.